What you've just seen tonight and the last few weeks in this story of Hosea, the Hosea love story, is the true extent of the example of God's love that we have. The story of Hosea, once more, is the Old Testament prophet Hosea was commanded by God to marry an unfaithful woman, a woman of a past, an adulteress. She was a prostitute. Her name was Gomer. That relationship would be the example that Hosea would give to preach to the nations around him about the unfaithfulness of the people of Israel toward God. They had run to other nations. They had run to other things and had abandoned their faith in the Lord. Through his real-life marriage, Hosea gave the example of what it would take, the commitment that it would take for that relationship between God's people and God to be reunited. And that's what we see in this modern-day video of this marriage relationship. On their wedding day, even, this wife was unfaithful to her husband and over time and again ran away from him, gotten further and further into trouble. And yet we see the continued persistent character of God's love through it all. Not saying that he wasn't angry or embarrassed or ashamed of how his wife was acting, he still remained a true husband to her throughout it all. All the way up to finding out something as big of a news as a pregnancy test from a person that was beyond their marriage relationship. And despite it all, he still wanted her and everything about her. That's the message that we have coming to us loud and clear from our own Lord and Savior, God. God will always want you, no matter how sinful a past you could have, no matter how far that you've run away from him, or how seemingly bad things get in our lives. God will persistently be there for us, but persistently chase after you. You see, because that's what any good, faithful husband will do with his bride. And yes, you are the bride of Christ. That's what it looks like to have that relationship truly perfected. God gives us the example of what love can and should look like. When we have messed up, when we have even tried our best and couldn't fulfill what God had wanted for us, God not only meets us halfway, but runs the full course for us. God has shown us what persistent love looks like by having his son Jesus go to the cross, to be born in this world, to go to the cross for you, for me, and for everyone, and for all time. That's what persistent love looks like. Persisting up to the point of death. Now, when we say, till death do we part, we know for sure that that never can separate us from our God, because Christ's death already took that place. We have the assurance of God's love and forgiveness even if and even when we die, because we have the assurance of eternal life in him. That is the message of the gospel. Restoration, redemption, forgiveness, reconciliation, all back to God. And it's something that we simply can't even understand because we have no part in it. It's been given freely to you. And all that we can do in response is say thank you and enjoy it. And even more so, learn to love one another as best as we can because of the great example that we have already in God. That is the Hosea love story. That is the story of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.